This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, October 5th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, a look at the Mark Foley congressional scandal from the district of House Speaker Dennis Hastert. We'll also take a look at our forecast from AM 580's Mike Sola. First, a look at today's news. 15th District Congressman Tim Johnson is standing behind fellow Illinois Representatives Dennis Hastert and John Shimkus, both under fire for their handling of the scandal revolving around the House PAGE program. Spokesman Phil Bloomer says Johnson remains sure that House Speaker Hastert and House PAGE Committee Chairman Shimkus did all they could when word of Congressman Mark Foley's communication with teenage PAGEs first surfaced.
The information that they had available to them did not indicate that there was any predatory behavior going on. They were privy to what has been called the over-friendly emails, and they believed that problem had been addressed.
Bloomer's comments came before a former aide to Congressman Foley claimed yesterday that House leaders had known of Foley's troubling behavior with PAGEs for several years. The two candidates in Indiana's 8th Congressional District found a lot of areas of agreement in a debate last night. Republican Congressman John Hostetler and Democratic challenger Brad Ellsworth agreed on goals in Iraq and reducing dependence on foreign oil. Hostetler opposed a hike in the minimum wage, though, while Ellsworth supported it. On the issue of immigration, both candidates proposed building a fence to protect U.S. borders, as well as electronically monitoring such a fence and shoring up the availability of jobs to illegal workers. A union of non-clerical workers on the University of Illinois campus will spend a few days mulling over its latest contract offer. AFSCME Local 698 and the U of I negotiated for 6 hours earlier this week. A federal mediator has been part of those talks. University spokesperson Robin Kaler calls the three-year proposal its best and final offer.
We're trying to do the best we can within the resources that we have available, and that's not going to change. That's the situation we find ourselves in.
The three-year offer is retroactive to August of last year and includes a 2.5% pay raise. Kaler says the second and third years of the proposed contract start later to account for step pay increases that the employees also receive. The second-year pay raise is also 2.5%. The third year of the contract could go up the same amount or utilize the campus wage program, whichever's higher. Local 698's nearly 400 employees represent nurses, phone operators, and a number of other areas. Union Vice President Margaret Lewis says the offer will be studied at an executive committee meeting tonight. A federal grand jury has indicted two men from Mattoon for allegedly kidnapping a Champaign business owner last month. The U.S. Attorney's Office says 32-year-old Adrian Lopez and 18-year-old Terrence Merritt were both charged in a two-count indictment. The two are accused of kidnapping La Bamba restaurant chain owner Antonio Aguas and using firearms during the kidnapping. Both men have been held without bond since their arrest September 15th. According to an FBI affidavit, Aguas was reported missing September 11th. Later that day, Aguas' brother Ramiro was called by the alleged kidnappers, demanding $250,000 in ransom for the safe return of his brother. Over the next 4 days, a number of federal, state, and local police agencies assisted in Aguas' rescue and the arrests of the two defendants. Lopez and Merritt face a maximum sentence of life in prison if they're convicted. Illinois high school students took the Prairie State Achievement Exams back in late April, but districts still don't know how well their students performed on those tests. As Amanda Vinicky reports, the State Board of Education yesterday decided the firm responsible for the delay will continue doing business with the state, with some caveats.
Even though the firm Harcourt was supposed to have reported scores months ago, Illinois high schools are still waiting for results of the Prairie State Achievement Exams. That's not the only deadline the Texas-based firm missed. Harcourt was late delivering other tests in the first place, and there were misprints in some exam booklets. Republican Representative Roger Eddy, who's also superintendent of the Hudsonville School District, says it was such a mess, he's concerned the state's keeping Harcourt under contract. Eddie wonders if it has anything to do with the fact that Harcourt employed a close associate of Governor Rod Blagojevich as its lobbyist.
Anytime it starts and ends with lobbyists being involved in the governor's office, then it really has to raise eyebrows.
Blagojevich has denied shady contract dealings. The State Board of Education hired another company to take over $33 million worth of future printing and delivery duties. But the board voted to let Harcourt continue test development. Harcourt will be paid $26 million. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Illinois Senator Barack Obama says there isn't enough money to go around, and it's time the public had a better idea of how the government was spending it. The senator's Federal Funding Accountability and Transparency Act was signed into law last week by President Bush. It establishes a database that anybody can log on to and allow them to look at all government spending over $25,000, including contracts, salaries, and grant funding. Obama says he hopes the measure will help shed some light on wasteful spending.
Pork projects that where money's not well spent, the bridge to nowhere in Alaska, all those things will be available to scrutiny, and I think will be one step in what I think will be a longer process of restoring some sort of fiscal accountability and transparency to the federal government.
Obama says the cost of the Iraq War is taking away from areas like research and helping young people afford an education. His legislation was co-sponsored by Republican Tom Coburn of Oklahoma. Obama made his comments in Danville yesterday before giving a stump speech for state Senate candidate Mike Frericks in front of about 300 people. For the latest newscast online, go to WILL.UIUC.EDU/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. House Speaker Dennis Hastert has told the Chicago Tribune that he's had no thoughts of resigning, and Hastert blames the furor over the widening congressional page scandal on ABC News, which broke the story. Details continue to trickle out in the scandal over former Congressman Mark Foley, as well as Hastert's role after he was warned about Foley's suggestive messages to House pages. These days, Hastert's constituents are watching closely and speculating about his political future. Illinois Public Radio's Ben Calhoun reports.
The city of Batavia sits on the coast of Chicago's exurban sprawl. It's surrounded by farm fields that give way to islands of vinyl siding and two-car garages. Hastert's main district office is just off of one of Batavia's main roads. Yesterday, the speaker's staff didn't want to talk on tape. But a spokesman said there's been a stream of calls, about 3-1, in support of Hastert. He said so as he stared out at the cluster of TV satellite trucks and camera crews parked around the Rendezvous restaurant across the street. He says the crews have been there ever since Hastert returned from Washington. Even though the speaker and his staff have been pretty quiet, his constituents are talking plenty.
His responsibility he took care of.
Arlene Truckenbrode, Shirley Burry, and Arda Henson were at the bar around the corner from Hastert's office. The three were there for a lunch that included burgers, fries, and white wine with ice. Truckenbrode says she's been following all the news, and from where she sits, she thinks the responsibility shouldn't fall on Hastert's shoulders.
You can't monitor. What is he going to do? Get tapes of their computers and emails?
But the flurry of calls for Hastert's resignation that came earlier this week put the Foley scandal at the speaker's feet. That's raised questions, not just about responsibility, but about leadership and whether there's enough political undertow to sweep the speaker out of his post, and about what Hastert, a close-to-the-vest politician's politician, will do next. Truckenbrode's advice? Keep on doing what he's doing and stick it out, because she's sure he did nothing wrong.
I trust him, and we all have for years, and he would not betray us. He's that kind of man.
Talk to people at the bait and tackle shop down the street, same thing. Hot dog stand, same thing. A testament to the affection for Hastert on his home turf, where he's never been reelected with less than 64% of the vote.
Most of the people here are Republican, but I think they're beginning to feel betrayed by both our representative, the speaker, and by the Republican Party in general.
Janann Foster was outside the Batavia Public Library on a smoke break. She says she sees the scandal poisoning the Republican Party's family values appeal. Foster says she's convinced Hastert knew more than he says, and that infighting in the Republican leadership is going to take a toll.
And I think that a big shakeup is coming, and I think that Hastert's going to have to face a lot of hard truths.
Just through the library's front doors, another Batavia resident said he thinks it's going to come down to something else.
Where's the critical information that shows exactly what he did know?
Mark Scott says he thinks there's a lot riding on Hastert's next move. And with all the competing allegations, who can prove their story?
Yeah, I'd say he dropped the ball if he knew more than what he's saying right now. And the only way to know that is if somebody's got some facts and documentation.
Scott says until he sees that, he thinks any theories about Hastert's future are really guesswork. Around the time he made those comments, U.S. News and World Report posted a story about the speaker weathering the controversy. Just hours later, ABC News published an interview with a headline stating that Hastert might not last the week. I'm Ben Calhoun.
Well, we've now returned to a seasonable weather pattern in Illinois and Indiana after a couple of days of very warm weather and rather unstable weather as well. Not much rain in the forecast. For today, in northern and central sections, Mike Sola calls for a partly to mostly sunny sky. In the south, partly to mostly cloudy. And highs a bit cooler, ranging from only 55 in northern Illinois to 67 in southwest Illinois. Mainly clear tonight with lows from 35 in the far north to 48 in southern Illinois. And tomorrow, sunshine and highs from 60 near Lake Michigan to 72 in the far south. Saturday will be mostly sunny. Sunday, a chance of widely scattered showers in west central Illinois, but still sunny elsewhere. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, October 5th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, Agricultural Programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.